Hello.
What it do, baby?
What it do?
What it do, baby?
Black
hey, at baby. It again for black another again. Not so private conversation. We are black, black, blackity, black, 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 black. If you didn't know, we're black. We're back at it again.
Happy Martini Mondays, y'all.
Nope, it's Teeny Tuesdays.
Oh, it is. It's Teeny Tuesdays. My bad.
When you have a Monday off, you forget, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday was Martin Luther King That's Day. True. Martin Yes. Luther, the King.
The King. Dr. Pastor, Reverend.
Yes, indeed. All that. We had our nice day off to observe all of his contributions and, of course, his birth. It's a nice little Teeny Tuesday. I got my martini extra dirty.
Look at that. Ooh. Man, yours look like swamp. Mine's not as dirty as yours. Well, maybe mine, it is.
It's the olive brine.
You got brine. So you have juice.
Like I put on Instagram, it's Civic Center. Nasty dirty. If you live in Lake Charles, you know exactly you already what I'm know. About.
Everybody who live in Lake Charles just threw up in their mouth a little bit.
Big Lake Charles energy. So we have been discussing some really great topics the last couple weeks. We've been having some good conversations.
That's true. Hard hitting for 2021.
I was going to ask, have you been using those wise words and that stuff that we discussed?
I've actually been doing very well. Mm-hmm. I have to admit, in one of the patterns I have is like always being hard on myself, and I've been really good at being kind to myself lately. So, you know, I feel like I'm doing better. And then I can't remember who said this, but you know, everyone knows this is just like something that's common sense. Well, I can't say it should be, because to a lot of people it's not. But I think it was Dr. Joy who said that change doesn't just happen overnight. It's small steps you take every day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though you kind of know that, it's like when someone says it, you're like, that's, oh, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah. Small steps are
small
okay.
Steps every day. That's true. Like, I don't have to just be better by next week. But right. It's like you know that, but it's still mm-hmm. like that pressure. Yeah. It's on you. So yeah, I think I've been doing well. Have you?
Yeah, I feel like I've been using those wise words and those take care tips.
Which one have you utilized the most?
That one where I was like, something ain't gonna get done and it's gonna be okay. I really have adopted that. Like, that's a part of my life. Mm. And it made stuff so much more simpler. So just like the different things, and of course some other ones, we couldn't fit all of them into one episode, but I've been using quite a few to just keep me focused on my personal goals. So like we said last week, we're gonna keep this momentum going. 2021, right. we're gonna do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. And sidebar, your eyebrows are like on
all fleek. Do people still say on fleek?
I don't know, but if they do, it's they on fleek, girl. Fleekity fleek.
What's fleek? Because if so, I'm on it. Thank you.
The fuck?
So I kind of wanted to just shoot the breeze a little bit. You know how everybody's always on social media?
Yeah.
Even you're on social media, you be lurking.
I am. I do. You know, I be lurking the recipe videos.
Yeah. We stay up on most of the headlines, and it's always fun to just like talk about the things that's happening in the world and in pop culture. So I wanted to run down some hot topics.
Ooh, girl. Okay.
I don't know how hot.
Let's see
they
if
are,
I know them. Look, let's see if I know them.
Right. Let's. This is one that you brought up, and we ain't even got to spend too much time on this one, but your boy Plies got him some new teeth.
Oh, yeah, I did text you about that, y'all.
Sad day today, y'all. It's a very sad day today. We all gathered here today to bury my gold teeth.
Yeah, I saw this clip of Fives having a funeral for his teeth. I texted Mia and I said, Fives is an inspiration.
I thought it was very interesting that he said when he showed his mom his new smile that she thought she had gotten her son back and she was so happy. I was like,
damn.
Right.
I was like, damn. Just imagine how mama been feeling about you all these years.
All these years. You rich, you got money, yeah, but at the end of the day,
type of way.
She just wanted her little son back. Plies got him some new teeth. He let the golds go. I think he got him some veneers, so he's straight now.
Inspiration to us all. Ply said if he wanted, I think his message was, if he wanted to elevate in life, like he keeps saying he will, there's certain things that he's going to have to let go.
He finally decided to stop and being he decided, a trash individual?
that is not what I was going to say.
I
have people in my family with goals. When I mean, was a child, my auntie have goals. They have the two canines each goal. And I remember when I was little.
She ain't got the whole row like
no, no, no. Wow. They don't have grill. It's just the two canines. And when I was little, I used to be like, man, I can't wait till I get my goals. You know I'm from Janet. And I was so serious. I wanted goals so bad.
Y'all hear this, girl? Oh, you're making my head hurt.
Man, those were the days.
I honest to God cannot picture you with canine goals.
You can't. What?
Thank God for growth.
I might change my mind. I might change my mind back.
Jeez. I think Jordan would like it.
He would probably be like, who the hell? Walk up in this bitch like Baps.
Oh, not while I'm drinking my martini. Nah, that's funny. Anyway, so Plies got his teeth. Good for him.
Go Plies.
I wanted to talk about Miss Lori Harvey. The topic of all the conversations over the past couple of weeks. You know, she came out. She's Instagram official with Michael B. Jordan now.
Mm-hmm. They're such an attractive couple.
They really are, okay?
Like, for real.
People are out here writing think pieces.
Seriously?
About Lori Harvey.
For real? I haven't seen
this. Like, I don't even know if it's too much like the women, but why are the men upset?
What are they saying? I have not
Lori
seen this.
Harvey.
Seriously?
Lori Harvey's 24. I think Michael B. Jordan's like 34.
Yeah, he's older than us.
Eh, the age difference. Okay, but you know, we've all had our moments.
Yeah.
Lori Harvey's true. 24 years old, right? Like, she's living her best 24-year-old life.
Thanks.
You men, you're
what they mad about?
Emotional, unstable creatures. Like, one minute they love her and they think like she is the dream girl. The next minute they're mad because she's with Michael B. Jordan.
So they're mad because she's dating Michael B. Jordan. That's what the pieces are about.
I think it's they're upset because she is what I've seen some people call her a serial dater. She jumps in and out of these relationships.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's what happens when you're dating.
When you're dating.
You're not committed.
So a lot of people confuse dating for
I think that's a black person thing.
We're not used to having
like a dating period and then getting into a relationship. Like dating multiple people at one time and it just be dating and then being in a relationship, which is a whole other
thing. Like, what is it to you if Lori's motto is, I'm here for a good time, not a long time?
Hey!
You know what I'm saying? Like, let her do what she do. Why are y'all mad? Like, did y'all think y'all had a shot with Lori Harvey or something? Like, Michael B. Jordan and her, honestly, probably won't even last that long. And she's going to move on to the next guy.
Oh,
and he's probably
going
to be rich and famous. Like, she's going to move on. And what? What does it mean to you? Like, what does it mean to guys out there who are writing these think pieces and posting stories and Instagram captions and tweets about Lori Harvey's dating activity?
I can't believe they're that mad. Are they really that mad?
They're butthurt. She was just dating Future. She was just dating Diddy.
Who thought she would be with Future long? Like, seriously, come on.
They say she dated Diddy, even though she was just seen with him. It's a lot of people that she's seen with. That doesn't mean that she's just with him.
That they're dating. Yeah.
So I'm like, y'all pay the most attention to the stuff that has nothing to do with y'all.
They just pay because she's beautiful. People always hate beautiful women.
Fine, Lord.
Yeah.
But again, guys can multi-date, right? Guys can date multiple women all the time. Whether the women know about each other or whether they think that it's just, you know, I'm with him and he with me and that's
you
it.
You know which one that they be doing.
Exactly. Men get in these relationships and they are so-called monogamous or they're, you know, exclusive and they still out here cheating.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of people who are serial daters out there. I think dating in your 20s, that's kind of what you should do.
Right. Let's
normalize dating. As long as you're being responsible and safe, you know, that's, do what you do. For those who don't know what a serial dater is, it's a person who dates many people in a short amount of time. You're in your 20s. I think it's smart for you to experience what's out there. Again, as long as you are responsible and, you know, taking care of business.
I feel like it's always okay to date. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like not just in your 20s. I feel like it's okay to date around.
At any point, I just said 20s because she's 24.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't want people to think like once you get in your 30s, you got to settle.
You're going to be upset.
First person that walk in the door.
Right. You're going to be upset like when you look back on it and you're like, I don't really know the dating.
Right.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, but like for people who are dating, like if you're dating someone and it fizzles out, cool. If you realize that you're with this person, but it's not going anywhere, and you decide to leave, cool. Like, if you wanted a little fling, if you just wanted a little summertime fling, cool, right?
Yeah.
If somebody did you wrong and you decide to leave, cool, good for you. Leave.
So you're safe. And responsible.
As long as Lori's taking care of herself, get out of that girl's business. Like, let her do her thing.
I don't know why they care. So I it's just so confusing to me why people care so much.
They're like invested in these celebrities.
I mean,
lives.
I think they look good.
I think
and I like their
and
picture.
You know what's interesting? They look good together as a couple, but and this doesn't mean anything because who am I? I don't think Michael B. Jordan is all that. I'm not saying he's ugly by no means.
Are you talking about Michael Bay Jordan? is that
Michael
the one you're speaking
Bakari
of?
Bakari Jordan. He is a good looking guy, but
he
doesn't do it for me. So if
he
Lori's
had a major,
happy,
major glow up.
He did.
Major
he
glow
did.
Up.
You remember him in Hardball?
I thought he was cute. You know I'd be like the nerdy ones though.
But like for the guys who, and it's not just Lori Harvey that y'all do this to. Y'all do this to a lot of women.
That's true.
Y'all do this to non-famous women. Why do you care? She is fine. It's like a lot of these women, they are fine. You mad because they out of your league? Like they're out of your league. So quit worrying about what they do. Mind the business that pays you. And I say that with a whole lot of love in my heart. Like
You know, they had women who did this to Michael B. Jordan, like a few years ago.
Oh,
pretty
really?
Much the same thing.
I guess
thing.
I'm not. Well, I think their thing was like he wasn't being seen with black women or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. And
I don't care. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just not. I don't care if he doesn't date black women.
Mia said, I ain't checking for nobody who ain't checking for me.
Straight like that. Straight like that.
And that's on what?
Mary
Had
a Little
Lamb.
Okay. Next, I wanted to really quick just throw this in here. Since we're talking about the fineness of people in Hollywood, you know who's somebody who has gotten finer with age? I don't know why this ran across my mind. Girl, Lorenz Tate.
Bruh. Did he even age though?
he got his grown man on. Let me stop because I don't even want to go too far with that. Lorenz Tate is a good looking
man. Yeah, he has aged like extra fine wine. I ain't mad at it. Mm-mm. What is the skincare routine?
I need to know. Like, hairline flourishing and it don't look fake Hello? Either. Like,
obviously, he's minding his business. Obviously, he's minding his business.
Yes.
He is minding his and drinking his water.
He's taking care of his family and his wife. That's
true. Somebody's doing the right things in life. Is he doing that 10-step Korean skincare routine?
I don't know, but whatever he's doing, keep it up.
Send it, send it to me. Look, Lorenz, send it to me. Not so private pod at Gmail.
Whatever you doing, brother, keep it up. We love to see it. Now for something totally random. I don't even think you're ready for this.
Oh, Jesus.
Betty White turned 99 years old.
Damn, Betty. Like, damn.
And I thought it was interesting. It has nothing to do with, like, Hot Topics, but I thought it was interesting because she said one of the keys to her longevity was that she learned how to live in the moment. She said mm-hmm. she doesn't look too far back. She doesn't dwell on the past, and she tries not to look too far ahead. She right. focuses on what's happening in the moment. And so I thought that was a nice hashtag wise words from Betty White, the original Golden Girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also, Betty.
Yeah, I was like, go ahead, Betty.
Kind of weird because, you know, usually evil white people live forever. And she's been pretty much good. So I'm wondering if there's like some skeletons.
Right, I was going to say, Betty White closet. Is one of the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
we'll not. See.
Betty is the homegirl, so. But yes, I did want to say Betty. Also, Cicely Tyson just celebrated her birthday a month ago, and she turned 96.
Yes, Cicely, yes, Cicely queen.
Tyson. She's 96 years old, and honestly, to me, she's like an icon.
Also, honestly, she's been 96 for like 30 years.
Oh so. I'm sorry, Cicely. Your girl, Jean, is uncouth.
Tell me I'm lying.
I lost it in there. I was like, I know. Yeah, I love Cicely. I know she's somewhere in the 90s. I don't know where. She could be 99. She could be 91. I don't know. I just know she's been up there for a long time. But that's okay. Because she still looks amazing.
She does. She looks amazing. She looks amazing. I'm not saying she don't look good.
She looks at least 30 years younger than 30 whole years.
Yeah, she don't look.
She looks fantastic.
96. Yeah.
I have no choice but to stand. And being that I stand, I'm going to be buying her book when it comes out on January 26th. She has an autobiography coming out.
What?
I'll be buying that. You know, she was married to Miles Davis.
Yeah. I knew that.
I thought that was quite interesting. And then lastly, my guy, James Earl Jones.
Bro, did you see them? Did you see Darth them pictures Vader? Of him back in the day?
Spine dog. That's a good looking man. A good looking man. Mufasa, Darth Vader, the King of Zamunda.
Zamunda.
Mm-hmm. King Duffy Duffer. Mm-hmm. He turned 90 years old on January 17th.
Oh my God, James. Okay.
People are in their 90s.
Fun fact, and I don't know if everybody knows this already. I don't know if I said this. I probably did. But my two favorite movies in the world ever, mm-hmm. Coming to America,
mm-hmm.
The Lion King.
Oh, James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah, and Crooklyn. Well, yeah,
okay.
Three.
Okay.
So James Earl Jones is the king in Coming to America, and he's mm-hmm. also the king yeah. in The Lion King. And did y'all know, and dang, I can't believe I can't remember this lady's name, but the lady who played his wife in Coming to America
mm-hmm.
is the one who
played Robbie. You're right.
Wow. See, full circle. And you know what, y'all? This was my favorite movie before I even know they connected like mm-hmm. this. So mm-hmm. full circle, it was meant to be.
I knew those movies had something. They probably set it up that way too. I love little movie facts like that. I love those things. But all three of these people are legends, and they have lived long, beautiful lives. So how much martini you got left? Cheers.
Like a little droplet.
Yeah. Cheers to them, because shoot, 99, 96, 90 Ooh, that's two lifetimes. Man. That's amazing.
So that is amazing. What's your skincare routine?
You know. One.
Look, forget Lorenz Tay. He needs to holler at me when he's 90.
Right.
He got to be at least 90, and then he can give me to know skincare routine.
How does Cicely Tyson stay so young? She is out here still winning awards.
How do they stay so agile?
Broadway. That's what I want to know.
Are they doing yoga?
They have the what was that thing off of the Nutty Professor? That youth formula. Youth formula. You know that's my movie.
I know. Crazy ass.
Moving on. We've got all kinds of topics today. Girl, the Busted Challenge.
Yesterday, if I see one more Busted Challenge, I'm gonna throw my phone.
Really?
They're everywhere. I'm just tired of seeing it. The thread I'm looking at is DIYs. Why in the middle of this thread is there a Busted Challenge? Like, that's not what I came here to see.
Because you clicked on one video, and that one video just opened you up.
I mean, they've been cute and all. The first 500 was cute. I'm kind of over it at this point.
Yeah, one of my teacher friends, she also was like, girl, I'm over it. And I guess I haven't been watching as much, and I'm picking and choosing the ones that I want to watch. So I'm enjoying it. I cannot lie. I'm like...
I like the little mix, though. I like the mix of the music. I wonder if they can make it into a whole song.
It is a whole song.
Really?
Yeah, so the artist, her name is Erica Banks, and she really got everybody out here doing the Busted Challenge. I'm here. I'm here for it.
I'm talking about the mix with the Nelly and the Busted song, how they mixed it.
It's that's the song.
No.
Girl, yes. Look it up, Erica Banks. Look it up. It's very interesting.
I'll be under a rock.
I know it's going to run its course, just like the Don't Rush Challenge that we saw at the beginning of the pandemic.
Which one was that?
The Don't Rush Challenge.
Yeah, which one was that?
Don't Rush.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah. Now I know something.
But I think the Busted Challenge is probably one of my favorites. I know it's going to run its course, but I'm loving, like, you know, just women. Black women are blessed, man. Black people in general, we are a blessed people. Like, nobody does it like us. We can turn something into everything. We can turn a little 15-second snippet of a song into a movement. Like, and then just look damn good while doing it.
Bro, I saw a man turn some PVC pipes into a saxophone who was homeless. Like a black man.
Black people
can, I'm just saying,
do anything. Like, we take nothing and turn it into something. So I'm just thinking about the girls who they show up in their hoodies, they show kind of like, you know, no makeup, looking regular schmegular, and then they turn into like black African queen,
right?
and bussing it, like
bussing it. Bussing it.
Like, it is a beautiful sight. So I'm only watching certain ones, so it hasn't,
you
like,
know, you gonna do the Busted Challenge,
girl?
You not gonna do the Busted Challenge? I want to see you turn into a black African queen, Mia.
I mean, you know, I am.
But I'm already a black African queen.
But I was told I better not be caught on social media bussing nothing.
Bussing.
I'm gonna get busted. So, no Busted Challenge for me. Not yet.
Okay.
I have been enjoying the Busted Challenge.
Stay tuned.
Why you ain't do the Busted Challenge yet?
No, you know I ain't doing no Busted Challenge.
Busted.
I don't even do a selfie challenge. Like, why would I do a Busted Challenge? You know, it's not on brand for me.
It's not on brand for me. It's not what I'm going for right now. It's not. Mm-mm.
But I appreciate everybody else who did it.
I absolutely do. And even the funny ones where...
The funny ones. They were cute.
They'll do like... The girls will start talking about, I think my butt get big. And then as soon as the beat drop, it cuts to like a little kid like, bus what?
Right.
Go make me some cereal. Be like, dang.
Did you see Monica's son?
Yes.
He was like, you somebody mama. Mm-hmm. You somebody mama. Right.
Let Monica do her thing. Let all of y'all do y'all thing. That's how them kids got here in the first place.
Hello?
Yeah, be all right. They'll grow up.
Mm-hmm. They gonna learn one day.
So, moving on. Since we're in the podcast world, today would actually be Thursday. When our LDBs are hearing this, when our conversation is available to everyone, it would actually be Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And so, we would be talking into the future. I kind of want to know how the inauguration went.
Oh, yeah.
By the time this episode comes out, the inauguration will be done and over with.
Yep.
I'm just kind of wondering, because now all the press is on about what it's going to be, what it's going to look like. Trump is supposed to be pardoning all these people. He's not going to show up to the inauguration like a sore loser. And his wife is also not going to walk. First lady through the hall.
Rude.
Yeah, I was like, y'all are terrible. Just insulting the worst people. But that's fine. Natasha Rothwell said, trash pickup is okay, tomorrow. Finally, we get to throw the trash out.
Love her.
Speaking of that, Insecure.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it.
It's coming to an end. We knew it was coming to an end.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
It can live on forever in your heart, but it's coming to an end on HBO.
Just why couldn't they give us 6 seasons? Even if they would have given us 6 seasons, I would be like, why couldn't she have given us 7 seasons?
Right. People like
it's just so good. It's so good. It's not that I can't be pleased. It's just that
it's good.
It's so relevant
content. Yeah.
Right. How, okay, so our parents had like, well, my parents, your parents are a little older than mine, but my parents, they had like Martin back in the day, and they related to that. They had like Hanging with Mr. Cooper and all those other 90s shows. And I feel like this was my show for my age.
Yeah, yeah.
It
definitely was.
What else is there out there where we can, in our 30s, can relate to the characters? Not just the characters, but the things they're going through, the music that they listen to, the way they dress, the kind of activities, the things that they're interested in.
Yeah. Insecure was definitely for the culture. We'll miss it, but, you know, you can always go back, like they said, and stream.
Take me down. I just can't live without it. No, I'm just kidding.
Issa Rae is definitely going to be producing more stuff. So,
oh yeah,
I want to see. So, Natasha Rothwell was in a movie. She was in the Wonder Woman movie, I think.
What? 1984? I need to watch it.
Yeah,
now that I got my free HBO subscription.
I think all of the actors and actresses will go on to do some really good things. But Insecure, like that one, is going to go down in history. Yeah.
But you know, we have been following Issa Rae for a long time
from the beginning,
YouTube days, Awkward Black Girl. If y'all have not watched Awkward Black Girl on YouTube, you are missing out. Awkward Black Girl is the original Insecure.
Yep.
And it's so funny. It's just hilarious. And then remember, she had a few shows on, what's that network we used to watch?
I Am Other.
And then we were watching that.
She did some stuff with Black and Sexy TV too.
Blacks and Sexy TV. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, she did Black and Sexy TV. Then I think she branched out into like Issa Rae Productions or something.
Issa Rae
like
Productions. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think she's going to go on to do amazing things.
So yeah. I'm going to continue to follow her. Mm-hmm. I've been following for the beginning. She's never disappointed. So I'm going to keep following her.
Right. Right.
Yeah, she's an inspiration. So
she is, like, she'll keep doing it, and she's going to, I think, go along the same route that Tyler Perry did, and she will employ so many people of color, like, so many black people. It's gonna be a beautiful sight to see. I kind of got off topic with that, though. I was saying that Natasha Rothwell, who's one of my favorite
comedians,
she was saying that the trash is going to be taken out tomorrow. It absolutely is, because today is Tuesday. Technically, right now, where we are, it's like 7:45 at night. The inauguration is tomorrow. But by the time our LDBs hear this, it will be Thursday, so the inauguration will have already happened. I just have one question. What is 2024 going to look like? Like, are politics gonna still continue to be a clown show the way Trump has kind of just turned our country?
You know, there's a lot of undoing that needs to happen. If you haven't learned anything from the Obama era, is after Obama came into office, he kind of had to undo a lot of things, and then he had to, once he undid some things, he introduced new things. So it's just like, is 4 years enough? He's gonna have to really be there for 8 years to really make a difference.
Girl, I don't think he's gonna make it past 2 or 3. Knock on wood, but you know, I do think we'll keep this keep this energy. We definitely cannot go back far right Republican. That cannot happen again. We see what
I mean. We see now that, you know, everything is split. The deciding vote goes to the vice president. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. And so that's promising, something to look forward to.
Small strides. Since like you said, small steps, right? Every day. It's not gonna change overnight.
Every day.
Right.
Where is that from? we make it small steps every day.
My other question was, will our country be able to gain back any semblance of dignity? Like, will we regain any shred of respect for ourselves now that Trump has been impeached twice?
Bruh. And has been
rejected by the majority of the American people? Like, that's just something I've been kind of wondering.
I mean, I personally don't bear any responsibility because I didn't vote for him. So the American people to me is the people who voted for him to be in office, who was saying things like, well, he's a businessman and that's what he's gonna run is like, and rah, 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 all that bullshit. Yeah. And so those are the majority to me. I'm not included with that. I bear no shame. I mean,
what I was saying. The majority of American people have rejected him. We have
now.
Yeah, right, right. Oh, God. Whatever.
Now. I'm like, y'all idiots. Oh, God. Like, I wonder, like, what they tell themselves now.
They didn't. They just, they're sexist. They didn't want a woman as president when she would have been better for our country than Donald Trump. And people will debate that for the rest of their lives. And I'm not here for the debate. Look at 400. We have crossed the 400,000 people, like that mark. 400,000 Americans have died because of COVID.
Yeah.
We were completely unprepared and we had a leader who was incompetent. You're not going to argue with me on that. He did nothing for us. Like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And I got, never mind. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to start because it ain't about him. Whatever. Tomorrow's the inauguration.
Woo-woo.
Biden and Kamala Harris will be officially sworn in, and hopefully, prayerfully, we can look forward to better days. At least we can look forward to people who know how to speak in public
and make plans. I was listening to his speech the other day when he was laying out his, I think it was like his first 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. It's so weird to listen to someone who makes sense and sound intelligent.
Their subjects and verbs agree. It's just a beautiful thing.
And he listened to experts and specialists. Oh, the top ones. Oh, wow.
Pay attention to the people that he pay attention to the people that he is putting in his cabinet as well. He's making history. And yes. I'm not going to say I'm a big Biden champion, but
just pay
attention. I am on Biden Harris's side when it comes to the direction that we need to go in. I'm not saying that they're going to do, because people are already talking about how they lied about stimulus checks and this, that, or whatever. I'm not here for all that. But look at the direction that they are trying to get this country to go in. I'm on that train and that train only. Everything else, we just got to see. We got to let them get in office first. Let it roll out.
Yeah. If they can,
I can guarantee
we gotta
you
let them.
On me, like the kids say. On me. They going to do better. They will do better than what we've seen in the last 4 years. That's on who? Mary had a little lamb.
Bro, when I found out he was from here, I was like, of course. Of course.
Absolutely.
Not only is he from here, he works one exit over from where.
When you ready to go buy a new car, go holler at him.
That's what I told Jordan.
Absolutely. He going to put you in a nice new car. That note going to be low.
Mary had a little lamb. So hilarious.
I love him. Hey, get whatever you can get. Your 15 minutes of fame. Bruh. Is his name Darrell? Yes. Darrell.
I follow him.
Baby
on
boy, do what you do. Rack it up. Do whatever you do.
So he been hanging out with Big Frida. They been friends. I said, what? You already know. Okay.
Yes, indeed. And now, lastly, for the hottest topic of them all.
Ooh, the hottest.
Drumroll, please.
Ting.
Your girl is engaged.
Oh, that is the hottest topic.
If any of our LDBs did not know or haven't seen on social media, I got engaged.
Congratulations.
What a surprise. And you, heifers. Mm-hmm.
I was about to say we were all surprised, but then I was like, oh, wait, no, I wasn't.
They were in on the surprise. Every single person knew but me. So it was a total surprise. It shocked me half to death. But it was very beautiful, very sweet. They kept so many secrets from me. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. And we made
it was
pact
funny.
When we were
kids. It was funny, actually.
We made a pact when we were kids to be like this, to be tight, and to always share with each other if some stuff was going to go down.
Honestly, I told you when I made that pact, I did not mean it. Because I was like, if this is going to be like cool and, you know, and I approve, like, I'm not going to tell you you're about to get proposed to. No, I'm just going to help plan the proposal.
We pinky promised on this, and this heifer had her fingers crossed behind her back.
And my toes crossed.
It was very, very
beautiful.
Shocking on top of that. Beautiful. A lot of my family and friends came. So that was a really great Christmas gift. So I wanted to take the time out to say thank you to everybody who said congratulations on social media. Anybody who called, text, sent a Facebook post, Instagram post, Snapchat post, whatever kind of post. A lot of people showed us a lot of love, and you know, we appreciate it. It was so nice. You guys are so sweet. Y'all know I'm so like anal. I'm like low-key anal.
Oh my God. Yes, so, she is.
So I read every comment across every single platform and tried to respond or at least like it or something. Because the love was just so real. So
because it is. We're so happy for y'all. We're really happy for y'all. When Aaron asked, it was like, bet, game time. Like, I think I told you a few years ago, I think it was like right after New York, that I told you that Aaron's like a brother and like family at this point, and y'all could never break up. And I think I've meant it, and I've shown you like I meant that, especially by the advice I give, is because it's more like, well, maybe you should.
Whatever happens, it's your fault because it's not him.
Right. But you
what
know
kind of we verbal abuse.
Hey, we love both of you, and when your best friend gets married, that's all you hope for is that they marry somebody that you can love too.
So. Yeah, I think he fits right in with everybody.
Yeah.
So it was, y'all, like, I was shocked to death. My parents were there, my brother, my cousin, a few of my cousins, mm-hmm. a lot of our friends, some other family was there. And it was just
so sad.
Like, I do not like being put on the spot. I definitely don't like being the center of attention. And it's best that you catch me off guard. Because I was shocked to shingles.
I'm just excited. I'm ready to go through this process with you. Oof. And you know, we went through this with Janicia a few years ago, and mm-hmm. just like excited and ready to do it again. Just
it's gonna be interesting. We are like full-blown wedding planning, so if anybody has any tips or suggestions or hookups, holla at your girl, because I need all of them.
Mm-hmm. And make sure they're good, because she is very particular.
I'm like really chill, but I'm very particular. So, child, we're gonna see how it goes. But yeah,
like, so this should be fun. Like, so this should be fun next few months.
You can hear how fun it's gonna be, how high my voice is. It's gonna be fun. But thank you to everybody who congratulated us. It is a very special time, so we are going to try to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's really all I had for this week. Thanks for shooting the breeze with me.
No probs.
We ain't talk about much.
We just shot the shit. I like the topics we talked about today.
Yeah, we talked about some interesting
things. Yeah, they're fun.
So we will be back next week, I'm sure, either with some shenanigans or with something serious. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Oh, shenanigans. We haven't had any shenanigans in a while.
Right. I need to call up a friend to join us for some more
shenanigans. Oh, we might. Well, we will see next week, guys. Thank y'all for joining us for Not So Private Conversation, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Long Distance Besties, for joining us again for another Not So Private Conversation. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Jean V. Williams. That's at Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, V. Williams. And at Perfectly Mia. That's at Perfectly M-I-A. And if you have any topic suggestions or any questions, shoot us an email at notsoprivatepod@gmail.com.
Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We definitely appreciate it. Remember to leave a review on Spotify, Apple, and Google. You can also find us at Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and Breaker. And you can find us on anchor.fm/notsoprivatepod. Now you can also hear us on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Not So Private Podcast channel. Now, with all of that being said, join us next time for another Not So Private Conversation.